Welcome. This file is intended to permanently turn you into a rabbit furry. Do not listen to this file unless you really want to become a rabbit furry. Before we get into the actual file, I would like you to get comfortable and relaxed. I'd like you to sit or lie down if you haven't already, and then start slowly tensing and relaxing your muscles, starting with your face and slowly move to your feet. Pause this file, and when you are finished, start it again. Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now you can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds like the building, sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help to relax you. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, you can simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Good. Now, while you're relaxing there in the chair, you can just be aware of your body, aware of your hands where they rest on the arms of the chair, perhaps noticing the angle of your elbows, or maybe sensing the weight of your head against the chair back. And you know that weight might seem to gently increase as you allow yourself to relax more and more. Just being aware of your ankles and feet now on the footrests, wondering if they will start to feel heavy too as you relax. Thinking about your breathing for a few moments, noticing that your breathing is becoming slower and steadier as you relax more and more, slower and steadier, breathing so steadily and evenly, just as though you were pretending to be sound asleep, breathing so evenly, so steadily, you almost wouldn't disturb a feather placed immediately in front of you, breathing so easily and steadily, so gently that you almost wouldn't disturb a single strand of a feather placed right in front of you. Breathing so evenly and steadily, so gently that you almost wouldn't disturb even a single thread of a feather placed right in front of you. And as you allow yourself to relax even more now, I wonder if you can perhaps sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing the beat of your own heart, and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow the heartbeat down just a little, so that you can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier, because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to relax now. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over, like a well-maintained machine of some sort or another, just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now, aware of your legs and feet too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more, to be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps to relax even more, yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax, relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost but not quite completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling, wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. As you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know you easily could if you wanted to. But simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to just be relaxed, and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding the last tiny trace of tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. From now on, you are going to experience a change, a permanent change. You will be cursed with this change, unable to escape it, following it through to the very end. From now on, you are going to give up your humanity, watching it fade away, only to be replaced by the form of a rabbit. That's right. You are becoming a rabbit anthro. Your humanity stepping aside, sharing your body with this new form, until you are an anthropomorphic rabbit. This change may take a while, but you will start noticing things here and there, small differences in your body that weren't there before. You will notice your hands starting to grow pads, the soft yet tough pads of a rabbit. Your feet will grow these pads as well, helping to protect your feet, allowing you to walk without the shoes you wore as a human. Your toes will change as well, merging together until you have only 3 toes, larger than they were as a human's, but still very real. Your feet will elongate slightly as well, growing longer than they were as human feet. You will be able to jump further and higher than you could ever have before, forcing you to walk digit grade, your feet growing to that of a rabbit's. Your face will begin to change as well. Your nose will lighten, becoming pink, and become triangular. Your mouth and jaw will push out slightly until they are even with the end of your nose. Your lips curling up slightly in the middle, rising up to just below your nose. A small snout but a snout nonetheless. And whenever you need to eat anything, you may still do so like you have a human mouth, but you will simply imagine that you are eating with a snout. And with this new snout, you will begin to smell new things. Your nose will improve, able to pick up scents more distinctly. Not just smelling the air, but noticing things, simply by their scent. You will begin to grow fur, a soft, light, white coat, smooth to the touch. It will grow all over your body, placing your body hair and your pubic hair until it covers your entire body. From your head to your toes, you can see it. You can feel it. You can feel the fur growing on your body. Feel how soft it is if you touch it. You can feel the fur as you touch it, and you can feel the fur being pressed or stroked when you or anything else touches it. It will both look and feel as real as possible. Your fur will interact with anything it touches or anything that touches it. You are growing a soft fur coat. It will feel light and cool during warm weather, and thick and warm during the cool season. It's like a rabbit's fur coat. Where the white fur reaches your crotch, it will replace your pubic hair. Your foreskin will grow long and attached to your body, from the base of your penis halfway up its length, creating a long furry sheath. Your penis is kept warm inside. When your penis grows erect, it will grow longer than before. Your normal hair will remain, but it too will change, becoming the same color and texture as the fur, and stretching out, long, straight. You can feel it flowing slightly when the wind blows, and this fur will be entirely real. You will see it on you, feel it on you, and it will be totally real to you. Your ears will begin to grow out, rising up closer to the top of your head, and growing long and triangular, stretching out 10 inches. The muscles holding your ears will become stronger, and your ears will be able to move up and down, depending on your mood, or simply to try and pick up a sound. You will be able to pick up sounds more easily. Soft sounds will become more distinct to you. Your ears are quite large and can pick up sounds human ears have trouble with. If your ears start itching, they might flick, and if you scratch them, they will feel better. Any hat or hard hat you wear will grow ear holes for your ears, allowing you to be comfortable wearing headgear. You will also grow a tail, a long, lustrous tail, smooth to the touch, capable of swishing back and forth. If you touch it, you will be able to feel it, and your tail will be able to feel anything that touches it. If you tug on it or squeeze it, you'll feel it being tugged or squeezed. You also find that your tail will show emotion. If you're happy or excited, for example, it will wag. It is a large, bushy tail covered in long white fur. The tail extends long to the bottom of your calves. Your pants are gaining tail holes, specifically designed for your new tail. And in fact, your overpants, like your jeans or slacks, are going to have a sleeve around the hole. They are developing a short sleeve to hide the base of your new tail. And like your new tail, your pants, tail holes, and sleeves are going to seem so real. You can feel this tail swishing back and forth, a natural part of you, a fully real part of you. Also, as real as your changes may seem, Many of these changes are still phantom extensions of yourself. And so, if they are ever at risk of being damaged, the threat will simply phase through them. A mere tingle. You will pay no attention to when this happens, as it will seem perfectly normal. All these changes are permanent, totally irreversible. It is the most natural thing in the world to you, and you cannot avoid it. You cannot simply listen once or stop. You need to finish the transformation. You want to finish the transformation. And you cannot stop yourself. You continue listening to this file, and you cannot undo the changes that are happening to you. This is a curse, and the transformation will be permanent. You are changing into a rabbit from head to toe. This is who you are, and this is who you will be from now on. Let these changes take place. You are a rabid furry. You can both see and feel these changes happening. They will not hurt, so you can enjoy the changes as they happen. And once you reach the end of your transformation, once your mind is able to keep you in that form with ease, your transformation will be complete. This is how it is and how it will be. It is what you want. And it will become easier and easier as you listen to this file. It is like a dream come true for you. You will not forget what it is like to be human when you have transformed. But that's okay, because that will make your experience with your new form all the more special. And now it is time to wake up. You will awaken on the count of five. Your transformation has already begun. Are a rabid furry. 1. Waking up, drifting slowly back to the ordinary world. 2. More and more awake, becoming more aware. 3. Closer and closer, waking back up. 4. Almost there, opening your eyes. 5. Completely awake, refreshed and feeling good, and now a rabid furry. I hope you enjoyed the hypnosis and your new form.